Alex Pettifers, I live and breathe. There you are.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. It's been a while since we've chatted. I think maybe as far back as I am number four. How about that?
I know, man. I know. They said that you retired. They said that you had become an investor in a big tech company, made millions and millions, and didn't want to speak to any actors anymore.
I did, and but I'll only speak to you.
Okay.
And you could play me in the movie because you know.
There we go.
It's like looking in a mirror. Some kind of weird carnival mirror. First of all, congratulations on 5 pounds of pressure. What a tight little thriller this is. And you're wearing also the producer hat on this. How did you fall into
Literally.
that?
I've been very lucky the last couple of years to be able to collaborate with not only some amazing actors, but also some really great producers. And my company, Dark Dreams, has been given opportunities. It's very hard to make independent film, especially like subject matters like this. And so to be able to get the opportunity to not only be a part of the film with my company, but also be in the film. Is we're very grateful, or I'm very grateful. And the script came to us, and it was a great script. And I had just finished a movie, or was going to start a movie, and would finish about 3 days before I would start filming. So I literally flew from the Caribbean on the Saturday, arrived on the Sunday, and started filming on the Monday in Manchester. So but we made it work, so I'm very grateful.
You know what? You have a brilliant cast in this. I'm a big fan of Luke Evans. He can do anything. I've seen him do comedy, seen him do drama, and this is a totally different role for him. And I'm glad he decided to do it.
I actually texted him today. I said I was doing press today, and I said, can we actually make a movie where we're actually in the same scenes together? But yeah, no, I watched the movie, and he's, I mean, he's a force. I actually went and watched him in a play recently, where I was blown away. I mean, he's so dedicated to his craft, and I mean, he completely elevates the film. He's the core of the movie. And I mean, for the film being what it is, you need to be empathetic towards the journeys that Luke's character has taken. And Luke has this depth that you can't deny that he has this beautiful heart in the film, and is remorseful for his actions. And so you kind of fall into this trap of just wanting him to succeed in a world where the success rate for happiness is minimalistic.
Yeah, and talk to me a little bit about your character, Uncle Lef.
Right. I mean, he's an interesting fella.
It's
Funny.
different from anything you've played.
Yeah, you know what? Like someone asked me, they said, "Oh, you look very different. You're like a little bit bulky, and you've got this like weird like goatee thing." And I have obviously the Brooklyn accent, and they said, "Oh, how did you like come up with a character?" And I was like, I was so on in another mindset with the other movie that I was doing, that at the weekends I was watching Young Harvey Keitel.
Wow.
This, I mean, first of all, he's like a philosopher. So like watching Young Harvey Keitel is like watching Aristotle. But he had this like strange beard at a certain point, and his accent was like a mixture between general American accent and obviously this Brooklyn accent. And then my DP on the movie that I was doing had this strange beard, and I had a beard for the movie, and at the end of the movie I just like shaved off this part and like had this, and I could not get my accent because I had no dialect coach. I was in the middle of nowhere. I could not get my accent, and I shaved this part, and I had the beard and like slicked back the hair, and I can't explain it. It was like a a gift. Like the accent just clicked in, and I was like, okay, I know how I'm going to play this guy. So yeah, and I had a great scene partner. My scene partner was obviously Rory, and he's a genius actor.
Yes, again, you've got such great people in this film.
Yeah.
They're spot on, and I do want to also mention the score is just wonderful.
Yeah.
So,
I have nothing to do with that, but yes,
I know you don't, but
it's a great choice by the director, and it's yeah, it's I mean the movie, I'm very proud of the film.
But all those pieces make this a great film, and bring the audience into it, and it's just kind of a modern noir, type of film too. It just makes you want to see more.
Thank you.
What's up for you next?
I have a Guy Ritchie movie that comes out April 19th, which is called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
We're starting to see a lot of ads for it.
Yeah, are you on?
Yeah, here in the States we are, yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah, it's very exciting. That's a very fun film. And then I start filming another movie in Italy in April. So that'd be
Will
nice. And
you be hopping behind the camera more and more and directing?
I've only ever directed one movie. And I've been given an opportunity to direct other films, and I just haven't found the right project. I would love to be behind the camera again. Funny enough, there's a movie that me and Luke are talking about. No commitments yet, but there's so many great people out there that are great directors, and I really am still in a place in my life. I'm so young. I'm 30. I mean, I say I
24.
feel young. I'm 33, even though I've been doing this since I was 13 years old. There's so many great directors out there, and I still want to learn my craft, you know. And I had such a privilege on the first film, to work with great talent and a great DP. And I think that for me, just to get the opportunity to work with great directors and great talent only elevates the ideas that I have for the second film that I would direct at some point in time.
But make sure you have some scenes with Luke this time, because we can't stop that bulldozer, man.
I will insist.
In our final moments we have, what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching 5 Pounds of Pressure?
I think that I am a sucker for films that have a twist and a turn, and that kind of immerse you into a world. And this is a very grounded film about redemption. And I think that, yeah, I mean, it's a very cinematic, as you said, noir film with some really great dialogue and a journey that kind of has a lot of unexpected turns, shall we say.
Yeah, it's got more twists than a corkscrew. You could open a bottle of wine with this movie.
Amen.
Well, Alex, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Don't be a stranger, and drop by here in Salt Lake City, and I'll cook you some food.
Oh, okay. I will 100% hold you to
All right, my
that.
friend. Take care and have a lovely day.
Thank you, my friend. I'll speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.